Parshas Kisisa, we've discussed in the past the halachas related to Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos and Pikuach Nefesh being Docha Shabbos. That emerges from one of the limudim that the Gemara has in Yuma on Daf Pei Gimel, where the Gemara discusses how do we know that Safek Nefashos is Docha Shabbos. And the Gemara there has multiple suggested sources. The source to be accepted, la halacha, is, as the Rambam writes in Hilchot Shabbos Perek Beis, halacha gimel, asher yasa sama adam b'chai behem elo sheyamas behem. However, one of the other sources the Gemara suggests, based on v'shamru v'nei sotha Shabbos in this week's Sedra, is the notion of Chalel Shabbos Achas Kadei Shetishmor Shabbos Harbei, that somehow there's a cost-benefit analysis, and in the scheme of things, there's value in Bimachalel Shabbos on a one-time basis in order to allow for the observance of Shabbos on a continual basis. And even though that's not the Ikra Tam L'Halacha, there is resonance of that L'Halacha, as we see, for example, in the Rambam Mamre in Perek Beis, Halacha Dalid, where the Rambam talks about this notion, and he has the Mashal, that Kishem Sharofe Chosech Yado Raglo Shalzek Kadesh Yechya Kulo, just as sometimes a doctor will need to amputate a limb in order to save someone's life. Kach Bezdin Morim Bizman Minasmanim Labro Ksaf Mitzvah Slefisha. So too Bezdin sometimes also has the prerogative to instruct people to violate certain mitzvahs on a temporary basis. Kadesh is kaimu kulam for the, in order to facilitate the broader acceptance and fulfillment of mitzvos. Kadesh Amar Chacham Rishonim Chalel Alav Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishmar Shabbos Asharbi. So that notion does have some resonance halacha. And what we'll talk about tonight is that may inform the notion, the question that we'll discuss is whether this is accepted halacha and to what extent of Chatei Bishvil Sheyizka Chavircha. Is there an idea in halacha that a person sometimes can violate an aveira, perhaps violate a more kal aveira, in order to save someone else from violation of another aveira, perhaps from violation of a more severe aveira? So this is the sugya in Shabbos on Daf Dalit Amud Aleph. Those of you who are in the room and have Gemaras, you can take a look. And those of you at home, let me put that up on the screen here, or you can take a look at what I emailed out, which is just a copy of that Daf. So the Gemara has on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in Shabbos at the two dots, a few lines down, Gufa, Vayrav Bibi Bar Abaye, Hidvik Paspet Tanur, situation where someone put dough into an oven on Shabbos in such a way that if you leave it there, it's going to bake, and one would violate a Malacha Daraisa. Are you allowed to remove that dough from the oven before it bakes in order to prevent the violation of a chiyav chatas, of a daraisa chil Shabbos, were it to get to the baked stage? What's the case that Gemara is asking about? What was Rabbi Shaila? If we're talking about a case where a person violated this bishogeg, he put it in the oven b'shogeg. He didn't realize it was Shabbos. He didn't realize it was an aveira l'mani tira. So who are we being matter if it's b'shogeg anyway? Doesn't know what he did or doesn't know that there's an aveira involved. So what does it mean to be matter to take it out? El alav di hadar v'idkar. So if it's a case where he put it in initially b'shogeg and then he remembered and now he realizes that it's a potential chiyav chatas mi mechayev. In that case, there's no chiyav chatas anyway. So it can't be a case where he remembered afterwards, because that wouldn't generate a chiyav chatas anyway. To generate a chiyav chatas, it has to be shogeg batchila and shogeg basof. Ella, what's the scenario? So must be the shaila is that he did a b'mezid, and we're talking about before he violates the iser skila. Then Amr of Sheila, nope, not necessarily. La'olam b'shogeg, l'mani tiyu l'cheirim. So till now, we were assuming we're talking about whether we're matir, the very person who did the aveira, are we matir him to take it out to save himself from actually violating the aveira when it comes to baking? Now the Gemara says, no. Maybe we're talking about whether someone else is allowed to remove it. So the reason that we didn't want to say it's talking about a shogeg case is because if it's shogeg, how does a guy know to remove it to begin with? So now we're saying, no, we're talking about a case where you put in a bemezid and someone else comes along and that other person wants to remove the pas in order to prevent the initial violator from violating a chiyuv katas. So to that, the Gemara says, maskav la Rosh Eishes. Would you entertain such a possibility to allow this other unrelated, third party to come and take out the pas to prevent the violator from violating an iser chatos? Do we say such a thing? Is there a notion that you can violate an avera to save someone else from violating an avera? So Gemara asks that as a rhetorical question. Sounds like no, there is no such concept. We don't say chatei kadesh yiska chavercha. Alan Ravashi lo'olam b'mezid ve'ema kodesh yavali de'iser skila. Okay, so we go back to where we started. We're talking about a case b'mezid, and he's going to remove it himself before he violates an iser skila. So Tosas here is bothered. Dibra maskel v'chi omru lo'ol adam chatei b'shvil she'yiska chavercha. Gemara and Eir v'ndaf lam b'beis. V'adamar v'bekol ma'arvin. Rebbe Saver Nichalela Chaver Dili Avidi Sura Klila Veloli Avid Amarizi Sura Rabba. What are we talking about over there? There, the Gemara is talking about a situation where a Chaver gave a certain unit containing fruit that wasn't Meusar to an Amaretz, and that Amaretz is on the cusp of eating Tevel. And you have the possibility, you, the Chaver who gave this fruit to the Amaretz without being Maaser, you now have the possibility of taking Maaser, but you can only do it Shalom and Amukha. If you can only do it now that you already gave it to him, you're no longer next to him. So you could take Maaser Shalom and Amukha if it's not proximate to that which you are being Maaser for. So generally speaking, you're not allowed to take Maaser Shalom min Amukha. The Gemara refers to that as a violation of an Isser Kal. To take Shalom and Amukha, that's an Isser Kal. To eat Hevel, that's an Isser Chomer. So you're allowed to violate the Isser Kal of taking Shalom and Amukav in order to prevent the Amaris from eating Tevel. So doesn't that seem to be an instance of Chatei Bishvil Sheyiska Chavercha? So says Tosvos, Hasam Kedei Shelo Yochal Amaris Tevel Al Yado. Now there the situation is that you're the one who's going to be responsible if the Amaris is going to be eating Tevel. It's totally your fault. Damrlei Malei Lechakal Kalashel Teinim Itainasi. So there, you gave him that produce. So it's your fault if you didn't take Maaser, and you're setting him up for violating that Aveira. So there, we say, Chatei Bishvil Sheyiska Chavercha, because there, you're the one who's causing him to violate the Isser if you don't do anything to stop the situation. Tosafot Rashi says, it's Ki'ilu that you're actually eating the Tevel yourself. The Be'iri says, you're Goreb Lo to eat the Tevel. But either way, you have a certain Achrayus because you set a situation into motion that's going to result in the Amaris eating Tevel. So Dafkin, that situation where you are somewhat responsible, do we say, Chatei Bishvil Sheyiska Chavercha? But short of that, if you're just walking down the street and you see someone violating a Veira, so there's no heter to violate a Veira to prevent him from violating a bigger Veira. Then Tosa says, right, Abel Hacha Shalom Nasa Yisrael Yado, but here, in our case of Ridiyas HaPas, you had nothing to do with the fact that this guy put the pas in the oven. Fine. But then, so if that's the case, so at least we should learn that the person who put the pas in the oven himself would be allowed to violate an aveira to prevent himself from violating a more common Aveira, just as we see in Erevin, that if you are a responsible party, you can violate an Aveira Kal to prevent someone else from violating an Aveira Chamura. The Riva says, not necessarily can you even prove to the Madbik himself. The Hasam Adayin Lo Nasa Isser. There, no Isser has yet been done. There's no act of Isser until the Amaris eats the Tevel, no act of Isser has been done. So there we say, Mutav Shiyasa Isser Kal, Lo Yasa Isser Chamer Al Yadam. Aval Hacha, Hamaisa Shil Isser Kvar Nasa. But here, the Maisa Isser, the putting the pas in the oven, that was already done. The only question is, if enough time elapses, it'll turn out that the Aveira will have been violated. The Maisa Isser, that was already done. It's only going to result in a Chiyuv Chatas once it bakes to a certain extent. But the Maase Eser was already done. So where the Maase Eser was already done, Mechateisi, that even the violator himself has a right to violate an Isser Kal to prevent the Chalos of an Isser Chama. And then Tosfos is bothered by a Gemara in Gittin and other places, Mishnah in Gittin, another instance in which we seem to countenance violating an Isser to prevent some greater Isser, or for some greater benefit. So the Mishnah there allows in a situation where you have a chatzi ev, a chatzi ben chorin, who is in a compromised situation. There's no one that he can freely marry because of that situation. He won't be able to be mekayim, pru, or vu. So in that case, we tell the owner, the half owner, the owner of half of him, to release, to be mishachar the Evid, even though that's a violation of an Isser Asay of Le'olam Behem Tavodu. So the Tosa says, Shani Piri Rivya, the Mitzvah Rabbi. So there, you are allowed to violate the Isser of Le'olam Behem Tavodu, the Isser Asay, in order to facilitate the fulfillment of a Mitzvah Rabbah. So according to this Teretz HaTosfos, it's not just a situation where you have some direct responsibility for the Avera being violated. But here, even if you have no responsibility, if there's a mitzvah rabba that could be facilitated by your violating a relative Isser Kal, then you have license to do so. Rav Schechter explains in Simon Gimel of Dikvei Etzon that within that approach, it could be that Chatei B'Shloshi Yischa Chavercha is something along the lines of Aveir Lishma, just like we have the notion of Yael Eshel Eshes Chaver HaKeni in Nazir Daf Kaf Gimel of violating an Isser, even an Isser Chamor, in order to, for a Tzalos HaKlal. So there's a notion of Aveir Lishma, so that may exist in other contexts as well. That may be the basis of a notion of Chatei B'Shvil Sheyiska Chavercha. There's a Tshuvas Chasson Sofer, Simon Samach Beis, in which he suggests that Chatei B'Shvil Sheyiska Chavercha may be connected to a notion of Arvus. So just like when it comes to the fulfillment of a mitzvah saseh, that there's a notion of Arvus that every Jew has a responsibility of trying to facilitate the fulfillment of a mitzvah saseh on the part of other Jews. So even if I already make Kiddush, I can make Kiddush to be mostly someone else who has to make Kiddush because of the notion of Arvus. So the Ksav Sofer thinks that Chatei B'Shvil Sheyiska Chavercha, if it exists, maybe that's the notion of Arvus, which would assume the Kiddush that Arvus is relevant for Los Essays as well. We usually think of Arvus in the context of essays. This would say that Arvus maybe has some resonance in the context of a Los Essay. And he points out, he's done. If that's the case, so would you say Chatei for people that aren't Bechlal Arvus? If women aren't Bechlal Arvus, if Gerim aren't Bechlal Arvus, so would you limit your Chatei B'Shvil Sheyiska Chavercha to individuals that are Bechlal Arvus? Okay. Right, we still have to fit that into halacha categories and figure out the parameters. But right, so that's what we're saying, that maybe this is a Arvus-related notion. Okay. But either way, so in the end of Tosfos, Tosfos initially limits Chatei B'Shvil Sheyiska Chavercha only to the situation where you would be directly responsible for the aver violated, but then in light of the Chati Eva Chati Ben Chorin situation, Tosa seems to have a more expansive idea of Chatei B'Shvil Sheyiska Chavercha be relevant even in situations where there is a mitzvah rabba or the equivalent that would be facilitated by your violating another Isser, perhaps an Isser Kal, or maybe even an Isser on a parallel level. The Rashba does not accept that approach le halacha. The Rashba says over here in Chidushim Shabbos Daftal, at the end of this paragraph, the Linira, the Shani Hasam, that when it comes to the Chatzi Eve, Chatzi Ben Chorin, that's a different calculation. Came in the Chatzi Ben Chorin, last will Mishim Behem Tavodu, Mishim Tzar Cheru Shabbat. So the Rashba thinks that that's a limited local explanation when it comes to the context of Shechar Avodim, that by Chatzi Ben Chorin, there's no technical Isser of the Olam Mehem Tavodu. So there's no Aveira to speak of that you're violating if you're Meshachar, the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. So we can't talk in terms of Chatei B'Shul Sheyeska Chavercha, because there's no technical Aveira. So this Machlokes Tosfos and the Rashba, Beis Yosef discusses in Simen Shin Vav, in the context of what we'll see makes it to Shulchan Aruch. Nishal Rashba, Al Echa Sheshalchu Lo B'Shabbes Shotziu Bito B'Chazka Mi Beiso Ayidei Yisrael Meshumad L'Tziu Mechla Yisrael. So the Rashba was asked about someone who found out on Shabbos that his daughter was abducted, kidnapped by a Meshumad who was taking her away in order to make her shmad. Im yasim derech pa'amav b'shabes pen yafidua v'tishtameid im mutter leilach afil l'chus l'shtosha parsos l'man d'omer d'tchum shtosha parsos d'raisa. So are you allowed to violate an issa d'raisa in order to save your daughter from shmad? V'heishav adavar tzarech tamu. The Rashba didn't think it's pashtia that you could be matir. The Rashba says he doesn't think it's mutter because we don't pass in chatei, and the Gemara in Erevin is limited to a situation where you are directly responsible for the aver being violated in the case of Truma Shalom and Amukath, but short of that, there's no heter of Chatei B'Shul Sheyeska Chavercha. And the Beis Yosef says that Tosfos would disagree, and that's his Psak Lalacha. That's what's reflected in Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Vav Se'if Yud Dalid. Mi Shashalchu Lo Shotziu Bito Mi Beis HaBeshabbos Shotziu Mechla Yisrael Mitzvah Lassum L'Derech Pamav L'Shtadil Batzalasa The Yosei Afilu Chutz Shalosh Parsos, the Lo Bayi Bezin goes to the Lav. That only are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. You're obligated to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save someone from long term shmad. It's not Pikuach Nefesh. Well, this is where we say that, but that's subject to Machlokas Tosfos in the Rashba. I mean, the Rashba disagrees with that. But the Rashba frames it. So it's not. I mean, Tosfos assumes that when we say that Asi Asay de Pesach Sheish Bakaris V'Dachi Asay Dashlama, that's because of Chatei. That's not necessarily so pashut. I mean, the Gemara there doesn't talk about Chet in that context. So Tosfos is a chiddush that Tosfos kind of co-opts that into this notion of Chatei. It's not a kash in the Rashba. I mean, you wouldn't have without Tosfos, you wouldn't have read that Gemara. In the context of Chatei, that's a local issue in terms of klalim of essay of essay dochalos essay or dechia b'mitzvos, right? Okay, right, I hear. So what you're saying is how we assume lalacha, but the Rashba didn't see it that way, apparently. Right. Right. So Chalel, So that's what we discussed last year. Chalel Shabbos Achlish, the Lishra Shabbos Harbe, is not necessarily Lacha. That's kind of, you know, we quote the Rabbi that we get in Hilchos Mamrim, but that's not in the Shabbos context. Right. So V'chaybehem doesn't necessarily extend to Ruch Dischias. That's the Bichidish to say that. But okay. But anyway, that's the psak of the that's the psak of the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah just points out, first of all, Sivkat and Vav Hotziu Bito, that's Lav Dafka. That's the Nidon of the Rashba, but there's no unique halachic status to your daughter or everyone else in terms of the Hatzal over here. But then the Rama in Shin Kaf Ches Sif Yud seems to write something else. The Rama writes, Shin Kaf Ches Sif Yud, Misha Rosim La Onso Shiavra Veirigdol, if someone is being coerced to violate an Aveira Gedola, a Mechalan of Shabbos, G'day Latzila. So we're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save him from an Aveira Chamura. So isn't that against the Mechaber that we just saw in Simon Shinvav? The Bach thinks not. The Bach points out that the chilik between Simon Shinvav and Simon Shin Kavches is that Shin Kavches is Ones Gamor, as opposed to Shinvav, where the local context is that the woman who's kidnapped is going to be convinced to violate Isurim, but we don't see that through the prism of formal Ones. So Ramosha explains, Arachayim Chelik Aleph Simon Kufta Zayin, that when it comes to Ones, if it's a formal Ones, so we don't consider that to be even an Isur Kal, because Ones Rechamana Patre in a technical sense, as opposed to anything short of Ones, where then we would use the equation of Chatei B'Shvil Sheyiska Chavercha. Mishnah Berurah says a little bit differently in Sifkata Nun Ches Shinvav. Ein Stira Lakan from the Ramah that we just saw. The Hasa Mairi Sherotzim La'onso Sheyavar Ve'er Pamecha. One time violation, so it's one against one. Your chil Shabbos against his avodah zara. So you have no right. It's all equivalent. So who's to say that you should violate an Isra Chamer to prevent him from violating an Isra Chamer? That's all on a one time basis. As opposed to here, the Rashba's Nidon in Shinvav is where she's going to be forced to Shabbat for the rest of her life. So then that's a calculation of your Aveira, even Aveira deraisa on a one-time basis versus her continued violation of Shabbos for the rest of her life. Now in the actual Ridia Sapas context, so there we paskin reish nandalit se'ivav im nasnu b'Shabbos afil b'mezid mutya lirdos kodim she'yav v'kedei she'lo yavid iser skila, that if you put it in, then you can take it out to not violate an Isra Skila. But as the Mishnah Berurah points out, Sukkot to Mem, that's Dafka who've asked him about your Lirdos. So that's only you, the person who put it in, but other people not, because that's not a case of Chatei B'Shvil Sheyiska Chaverka. At the end of the day, even according to Tosfos Kula, so you'll say, Chatei B'Shvil Sheyiska Chaverka, if you're responsible for someone else violating an Aveira, we'll say Chatei if it's a mitzvah rabba, perhaps, or we'll say Chatei if it's violating on a one-time basis to save someone from violating the rest of her life. But we're not going to say Chatei for you to violate an Isra, even an Isra Kal, to prevent one person on a one-time basis from violating an Isra Kham, or especially where he was the one who was Pasheya in putting it there in the first place, and you have no culpability for doing so. I see we are quickly running out of time. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Chelik Aleph Simen Lamed Hei, Mincha Shlomo, discusses in the context of Lifnei Iver, is a person allowed to give food and drink to someone who he knows is not going to recite brachos, is that a violation of Lifnei Iver, especially where the concern is that if you're not going to, you have a guest, you're not going to be mechabed him by giving him food and drink, So that's going to create more eva against you and against observant Jews. So Shlomo Zalman thinks that you don't have to worry about lifnei iver there. And he invokes chatei in this context as well. That even though technically speaking, we don't usually tell someone to violate an Isser Kal in order to save someone else from an Isser Chamor, other than the case of Tumas Amisus, where you have some direct responsibility. But over here, in such a scenario where you're not directly causing him to violate an Aveira, you're not directly being machshel him, and in Hilchos Lifnei Iver, it's no more than a misayaya, and misayaya we're makel on when it comes to a mummer. So Shlomo Zalman thinks, and combination of factors, you could give such food and drink to someone, even if you know that he's not going to recite brachos. Rav Vosner passes that way as well for a slightly different calculation. Shuvas Shevet Alevi Chelik Dalid Simin Yud Zayin Chelik Dalid Simin Yud Zayin. And Rav Vosner has another tshuva, Chelik Vav Simin Lamed Vav. Are you allowed to travel to a yishuv where they're not going to have a proper minyan in order to engage in kirov? So Rav Vosner says, Not every situation is the same. And even though the people there aren't considered anusim, so it's not technically chatei b'shul shi'itzka chavercha, but at the same time, in the scheme of things, being bevato minyan is only a drabanan, and here you have the opportunity of kiv, which might be greater. So maybe there is a notion of chatei, even if not in the formal sense. If it just means you're missing the opportunity to be mekayim a derabanan tefillah if there's a broader good that is affected by your actions. So these are some of the limited discussions, lemaisa of chatei. If we were out of time, I would have discussed a couple more, but we'll leave that for a different time. Rav Vosner is talking about a one-time basis, not to move there permanently.
Yeah, this is
above.
Yeah.
Right.
Then he put another run, then he's dying, and he takes halal shabbat.
Right. But the Rashba Makor is in the Chatei context, and that's. Yeah.
You're
saying an Erev and the Isser wasn't done yet.
Yeah,
and here,
as opposed to here.
Right.
Is
the past. What is that? Is the past. Is like nothing. Right? Right. We're saying the mice, meaning as far as the mice is, was already done, even though it hasn't resulted in a chiyuv skila yet.
Yeah,
the Lashon of Tosafot Rash is mutav sheyigamer iser chamer memela v'al yase iser kal biyadayim. So we're focusing on the ma'isa. Better that you shouldn't do even an Isser Kal B'Yadayim and let the Isser Chamor just come to its conclusion, because there won't be another ma'isa there involved.